Welcome to Guys We Fucked. Guys We Fucked.
Guys We Fucked.
I'm Christina.
I'm Corinne.
We're sorry about last night.
Fucked. The anti-slut shaming podcast. I never stop.
Oh, hi, fuckers. Welcome to another episode of Guys We Fucked.
It's the anti-slut shaming podcast. I'm Corinne.
I'm Christina.
And this is the special Valentine's Day episode.
Ew, Valentine's Day. I love Valentine's Day.
I know. I was just like, I was walking down the street today to work thinking like, God, I hate when people are sad bitches. And that's and that's not sex specific on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
But to me, Valentine's Day is about all kinds of love. And I've spent so many with my best friends.
Yeah.
And it's like, they were the best.
Even I can appreciate and I hate almost everybody. So if I can do it, then
anybody can.
I feel like anyone can do it.
Get off your ass. Stop crying, Janet.
Right. Yeah, I've never been sad on Valentine's Day. I mean, like, maybe, like, the one right after, you know, the breakup heard around the world.
A lot of people were sad on Valentine's Day in the past, apparently.
Most people are.
We asked all the listeners via Twitter and social medias to send us your Valentine's Day horror stories, or good stories, but they're mostly horror stories, because those are funnier. So we're going to be reading those letters a little bit later on, and they're fucking... Woo! Some motherfuckers, they short end of the stick.
I know.
A lot of people. Valentine's Day.
The greatest joy I've been having this week, though, is when people are calling the spa trying to get appointments for Valentine's Day like a week in advance and me telling them that we don't have any left.
You can't, a week in advance for a massage on Valentine's Day?
The best week.
Why? Why?
Just like anytime someone asks me for a couple's massage, I like act real, I'm just like,
that's adorable.
It's February 9th. Are you out of your goddamn mind?
Are they like, what? But I'm rich and important.
Well, they try to like tell me things like I would really appreciate if we could make this work. I'm like, I can give you a rub down in the locker room. Other than that, I'll
do charge you extra.
A crisp 20.
$10.
I have small hands, though.
$10. I'll touch your neck. That would be awesome.
I'll blow on the back of your neck and then scratch the base of it.
But
men
nice.
Seem to like that.
I would pay $10 for that. How long would you do it for $10?
15 minutes as a deal.
Oh, that's a good deal.
That's a good deal.
You're a generous person.
I know. That's
Corinne.
Really nice. Normally, it would be $10 for 10 minutes.
Right.
I threw an extra five
because
I care.
You care for on Valentine's
mm-hmm.
Day.
Thank
good
you.
For you.
Thanks.
Come see us live.
Yes.
Please.
Okay, so tonight is Nacho Bitches. It's Friday, February 12th. It's New York Comedy Club. That's East 24th Street at 2nd Avenue. We have Esther Koo on tonight. Use Woo. Code Nacho for $10 tickets. I co-host that with Blair Saki. Then Thursday, February 18th, I'm in New Brunswick, New Jersey at the Comedy Manifest show, and that's at a place called Broad City.
Like the comedy duo Broad City?
Just like
that.
They
have their own theater?
I was actually confused by the location because of the comedy duo.
When you sent me that, I was like, wait, you're doing a show with Broad fucking City? That's amazing.
Oh, no, it's just that it's at their house. They were there once.
That same day, Thursday, February 18th, if you're in New York City, at 11:15 p.m. at New York Comedy Club, I'm roasting Wendy Starling. Which is going to be awesome. And tickets are $10. Mike Cannon and Suba are also roasting people that night. And they're previous Guys We Fuck guests. And they're really fucking funny. And that's going to be a crazy evening. But then the next day is going to be even crazier because it's my birthday. Friday, February 19th. Mm. And Glamour Puss is happening at 7:30, Zinc Bar. We sold out the main room tickets a while ago. But we're opening up the entire bar and hooking up the sound. So you'll still have a good view and you'll be able to hear everything. Those tickets are just $5 and we have some left, like 15, I think. So there's the link in the description of this podcast. Click it to buy it because it's my birthday. I'm gonna get drunk and then we're gonna have an after party somewhere.
Wow, that sounds fun. Am I invited?
Yeah, you're also performing.
Oh, right.
Can you do that day? Right?
I am available, yes.
Good.
So available. And then Tuesday, February 23rd, me, Corinne, I'm co-headlining Eastville Comedy Club with Mike Racine. That's on East 4th Street. You can get free tickets to that. Free tickets.
Free.
Make me look so good by emailing welike2brunch@gmail.com. And that club is all ages.
We like to brunch.
And then if you're in Westfield, Massachusetts.
There's people in there.
No, I know there are. I was just like so specific. Thursday, February 26th, I'm going to be at Westfield State University opening up for Ben Haig, who has been on Guys We Fucked. And that's going to be fun. That'll be a shit show. Anytime Ben and I get together, like it's a real problem.
That's awesome. I love Ben.
It's just an issue. Yeah.
Saturday, February 27th, We're doing a TED Talk.
Oh, that's right. We forgot to tell you last week because we're so smart that we're doing a TED Talk, but we also forgot to tell you that we're doing a TED Talk.
If you know what a TED Talk is, you're probably as surprised as we are.
I know.
This is how we found out we're doing a TED Talk. We got the email during the Halloween Nacho Bitches where Corinne was dressed as a goth Ronald McDonald and I was Wednesday Adams. And we were both drinking and I like chased you down the hallway because I saw the email. I was like, Corinne, we just got asked to do a TED Talk. And you were like, what?
Yeah.
And I was like, I know.
I was like, wait, is this a different
TED
guy?
Talks for
like
dummies?
Like a lowercase TED Talk?
It's TEDx, baby.
This is Theodore Talk.
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Tickets aren't available yet, but if you go to TEDxUNC.com, you could sign up on their email list and they'll let you know when tickets are available. So come out, North Carolina.
And then Wednesday, March 16th, we're going to be in Albany, New York at Funny Bone there. It's an all-female show, but, like, who cares? That's not any different than any other show.
There's going to be a lot of estrogen and we're all talk
so
about
much.
Only periods and cute puppies.
It's going to be great, and that's probably the only time we're going to be in Albany this year, God willing. So,
love you, Albany. So cold.
Shout out to Albany.
You're so much colder than I am right now.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm great.
Got any vag issues or your UTIs good?
Yes.
I had the best sex last weekend.
How was that for you?
It was so good. I just gave the best handy. God damn it. When I get
Wait. Why are you giving your boy hand jobs?
Because I can.
What? Why?
We've been together for years.
Hand jobs?
I mean,
I just had a whole discussion, though.
I was talking to Jason
Berg about this, and we were just like, no hand jobs.
What?
Hand job is a do yourself thing.
Unless you're
in a movie theater.
Oh, whoa.
Or in a car. Those are the two places that I would do hand jobs.
I would never do hand jobs anywhere other than a bed where the guy's spread eagle and there's a bottle of lube.
Right.
I mean, I took my goddamn time.
See, a hand job is what I do when I'm just tired of sucking your dick.
Oh, hand jobs are so difficult, though. Like, if I'm tired, I'm just like, I don't care.
Hand jobs are difficult when you're tired. Blow jobs are difficult all the time.
Yeah, but you could close your eyes during a blow job and the guy wouldn't know.
Oh, my mouth hurts so bad a lot of the time. I'm just like, is this over? Yeah, I'll be really into it for the first couple minutes.
Real half-ass blow job.
I'll be like, we're going to do this. Like, everyone, like, I think guys are very sensitive to, like, if they come too early. I'm like,
Please do.
5 minutes.
If there was ever a time for you to come early.
You are my favorite person. I look like I'm great at blow jobs. We all win.
What is your feelings on jizz in the mouth?
Fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anybody or like intimate? Is that an intimate thing?
Well, if I'm sucking your dick, I think you're clean enough to have your dick in my mouth. So then also your jizz can be in my mouth.
Yeah, you ain't got a garbage dick. I'll put my mouth on.
No, and also I feel like when you spit it out, you taste it more like coming up again. Like if you just swallow it.
Yeah, yes,
you can just go. It just goes right down your throat.
Yeah, you need a warning. I appreciate a warning.
Oh,
I could tell
you.
I
like a little bit of a surprise. You can tell because it stiffens extra hard.
Right. But I like, it's like medicine and you don't like the taste of it. But if you put it down the back of your throat, like farther down your tongue, you can't really taste it.
Yeah.
That's what I do. That's my little move.
Right.
I ain't got crazy molars. Fine. And your dick can go down there.
I'm glad I got my wisdom teeth out because I was very self-conscious because I had like double rows of teeth in the back. And I was like, your dick got to be real thick.
Corinne Shark Fisher, baby. National Geographic. Come at me, bro.
Oh, man.
Ugh, well, blowjobs.
That was fun. That was a good, nice
dicks.
Blowjob and hand job retrospective.
Yeah. We're about to talk about Valentine's Day. Did you have a tragic Valentine's Day story or no?
Surprisingly, I have not had a tragic Valentine. Well, you know what?
Really?
There's always this year.
Yes. It can be outdone. The only thing bad that's ever happened to me on Valentine's Day is one time when I was 6 years old. My family was really big on Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh.
So we'd all give each other presents and be like, I love you. It was a gush fest. It was great.
Uh-huh.
And when I was six, my mom goes, okay, DJ, give Christina her present. And he forgot it upstairs. So we went to go upstairs and I was so excited. And I was sitting on the island in my parents' kitchen on a stool, and I leaned over a candle, and my hair caught on fire. But my eyes were closed, and none of my parents weren't looking at me, so it was on fire for like a while. But my eyes were closed, so I was waiting for DJ to come down, give me my present, and then my mom turned around. By that time, half my hair was burnt off.
Oh my!
I was like, "Wow, guys, good looking out."
Oh my goodness,
good looking out. Got a haircut that day.
Oh my goodness,
it was great.
I think it's actually the worst Valentine's days have just been when I've been in love, honestly. 'Cause
Because your expectations are too high?
Yeah, I'm just, no one's like, I don't know. I feel like I'm like a difficult person to surprise, so then people just don't try to surprise me. And I'm just like, no, try harder.
Yeah.
Like, be better.
You can be better at everything if you try.
Yeah.
I always have, my expectations are too high.
So oh, yeah, me too. It's the curse of my life.
Always think people are going to give me presents when they're not.
Oh, I'm...
Or, like, bigger presents than they give me.
I'm... Like, the whole month of September, I'm constantly walking into rooms, like, ready to be surprised for my birthday. I'm like, this is the year!
I got you this past year.
Well, the video, yeah, but, like, a surprise, actual surprise party... That 30, would, I mean, 30 years, guys.
That would give me an anxiety attack.
No, I would like it.
Yeah?
Probably.
Noted.
I might, but yeah, it's not going to be a surprise anyway. You did, you know, you did surprise me, although I did, I had an inkling that day.
I shouldn't have commented on that status and then it gave it away.
I'm just very observational. It's all good. Well, because we know each other very well.
That's true. Guys, this episode is sponsored by our good friends, Rabble. Rabble.tv. Do you know what Rabble is? No? Well, fucking listen up. Rabble is a new way to listen to commentary. It's an audio, live audio streaming commentary over shows, sports, movies, events, whatever. They have comedians on Rabble, podcasters,
it's
all
like
kinds of people.
It's like Mystery Science Theater.
Exactly, but only audio.
Yeah.
So we're doing something really exciting. Corinne and I used to have a web series, if you can call it that.
It was something.
Called Girls on Girls. It was a thing. We recorded it on our laptop. It was about the show Girls. We would watch it on HBO, and then we would do a little video vlog about it. And it was, I thought it was hilarious.
I thought it was cute.
You can look at it on a YouTube channel if you want. But the fifth season of Girls is premiering on Sunday, February 21st. That's at
10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're going to do an after show breakdown of the season 5 Girls premiere episode that night. It's going to be fun. You can find the link to that in the notes of this podcast episode. And then you can use the hashtag GWF Rabble. And that's GWF Rabble.
Ooh, I just got hard.
And you can talk with us and it'll be fun.
Yeah. So if you go on Rabble.tv now, you can create an account. And then you can actually chat with us and we'll see your comments as we're talking live. And the video will be, the audio clip will be saved too. So you can go back and listen to it if you want. But watch the season premiere of Girls and then afterwards go to Rabble.tv and then hear us talking about Girls because we have a lot to say about that show.
Yeah, and tweet about it. And the account is free, so you don't even have to have money. It's great.
Rabble, rabble. Rabble, rabble. That's a catchphrase I made up for the company. That was a free one
I liked
on me, guys.
It. Yeah, that's on the house. I'm rabble, excited rabble, to do rabble. This. It sounds fun.
Yeah, I'm
cool.
Really excited.
All right, so let's get to this week's episode. We do have a guest.
We do?
We do have a
Yay!
Guest.
I'll let you take this one, Corinne.
He's been sitting right here the whole time as we've been talking about dick sucking.
Yeah, but I was more surprised about that you guys got the TED Talk.
Oh. Well, I mean, you know that we suck dicks. That's something that, you know, that's something.
Close to the mic, Jashy.
Yes, dear.
Right, speak right into the mic like it's a big old dick that you're about to suck and you're really excited about it because you love the
guy.
You were
talking to the wrong guy, but if you want to throw your pussy up here. And...
Oh, boy. It's getting...
We should have gotten a pussy-shaped microphone for you. I'm sorry.
Oh, we should have just done a live pussy eating. Sorry, this is Josh Speer, everybody.
Hi. Comedian Josh Speer,
he's
everybody.
A comic. He talks a lot.
Thank you.
Do you hear all the cheers? They're for you.
Yeah, I know. We brought a bunch of people, and it's a live studio audience.
No, there is a catch. Before we get into this, there is a catch to this week's guest.
What's
and we're
the
not going to talk about it, because he's
we're
very...
Not-
He's very proud that he's held out this long for
too
being
proud to beg, huh?
A guest on the Guys We Fuck podcast.
Yeah, but I knew it was Valentine's Day, so you really were calling me in for special reasons besides the
it
normal
was,
episode.
Oh, so,
yeah.
Wait, so Josh and I have had sex numerous times.
Oh, juicy.
But wait. What you think I'm your special Valentine? Is that that's what
oh,
you
said? No, you said you invited me in for Valentine's Day, and I'm like, I can't blow her off on Valentine's Day, obviously. You know, it's a pinnacle episode. You know, it's more meaningful. It's the day.
Oh.
It's Valentine's Day.
So you were just waiting for, like, a more special episode than the other people that I fucked. Is that...
Wow.
No, but I figured... I mean, I've said no to the show as...
Many times, via text, via email.
Yeah, I think
verbally.
Well, you guys also told me that I didn't need to talk about fucking you, so I thought that was a better.
Well, then I followed up with a text saying, but like, can I tell people? Because I just thought it was like weird for us all to be sitting here pretending.
Well, you're always telling everybody about fucking me, so I might as well.
Wait, who am I telling?
She's going all over town.
Yeah.
I'm like, that Josh Speer, his dick was in me.
you guys. And everyone's like, well, I gotta go.
I'm not ashamed of it. You're my favorite male slut. And you say that I slut shame you.
Yeah, like if I was more interested in a different girl that was in the area at the time, you would be calling me a slut and
yeah, if
getting
I was
all
gonna, like,
emotional.
See you in 3 hours.
And you were slut shaming me.
Yeah, because it was just like, it would be like the day before, and I don't want to know that. Just keep some things to yourself.
This is slut shaming. This is what your whole podcast is about.
No, it's not slut shaming. It's called less talking.
No.
Anyway.
She is selfish about being a slut.
Oh my God.
Selfish about being a slut.
What's good for the gander is good for the goose.
Did you just fucking quote the Pussycat Dolls to me?
The Pussycat Dolls?
It was that other band that was like the Pussycat Dolls.
That is like a saying that's around from 1601 or something.
I understand, but there's actually like a pop song about it.
Okay, somebody bit it before I just did.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
But I swapped it up because you're a gander.
It was either Pussycat Dolls or Eden's Crush, but I'm sorry to the Pussycat Dolls for comparing them.
Understand how you would confuse them,
but they're very similar.
I'm too old for them. I don't even know who they are.
The Pussycat Dolls?
Yeah, which ones are they? Are they the ones that Carmen Electra was part of?
Don't you wish your girlfriend was
the dance group, yeah, but not the singing group. Because they also danced in Las Vegas, and that was the Pussycat Dolls because they had, like, a rotating cast. But, like, there is a band called the Pussycat Dolls that Nicole Scherzinger is the lead singer of.
I always thought it was Schlesinger.
Yeah. Well, now I understand why you guys got the TED Talk after hearing that explanation on the Pussycat Dolls.
There wasn't Pussycat, but it was Eden's Crush, and they have that quote. Yeah, we're actually doing a TED Talk on the Pussycat Dolls.
Well, she wanted to do it on how you guys had sex, but I was like, Corinne, that's a little much.
Yeah, that's so specific.
Plus, gonna be like, I don't get it.
Yeah, plus you only have like an hour, right?
Okay. Wow. It's like you don't want to talk about, but you also want to brag about it.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to get suckered into it, I'm going to make it I'm going to make it sound good.
I wasn't going to make it sound bad.
Sometimes guys, like I've asked a few guys and they've said no to coming on this podcast. And I think they think I'm going to go at them and be like, why'd you do this?
Yeah.
But that's not what I would do at all.
No, but I always think it's going to be like about the sex, and then you told me that you guys talk about the why, and then I don't feel like it's like, yeah, but we have to talk about all the crying and the emotions and the fighting too.
You cried. It's okay.
What did I fucking say to you, Christina, before I said, I was like, he's fine talking about the fucking, he just doesn't want to talk about the emotions.
No feelings?
That's why we get along so
well. I didn't want to talk about her feelings.
Can I get that on a bumper sticker? Is that my Valentine's Day card, Josh?
Out of respect, I didn't want to talk
about it. Is that the most romantic thing you've ever said to me?
Oh my goodness.
I think it might be.
Dear God.
If you just talk about sex, it's fine. But if we come up here and end up talking about the real stuff, then it just ends up being cruel and mean or wrong or something.
Whoa. Oh, we can handle it. Now I'm dying to know what the fuck you were going to say.
Yeah, what were you going to say?
No, I don't mean it like that, but it's just like.
We've had a lot of egos being popped on this podcast.
I'm not even ego driven. I'm just.
I mean, mine.
Oh, you're an ego. Your ego got popped?
Many times on this podcast.
Not even ego-driven. Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm focused.
You are propelled by your ego.
You're
an egomaniac.
No, that's not true. I just know myself.
You said
myself.
You were the best-looking person in the world.
No, I did not say that.
That you know?
She's making fun of me for being old, and then she said that I can get girls because I've never Tinder dated or any internet dated. And you said I can get girls because I'm a comic stuff, and I said, well, I'm also good-looking.
Right.
But you're very good
that's
looking.
A natural... Thank you.
Well, yeah, because he was saying, you know, he's not just an average 45-year-old.
Well, you were trying to say it was just because I was a comic, but I mean, I'm still me. Even when I'm not a comic, these things happen. Girls still like me.
Well, I mean, your comedy is just you doing the same thing
existing.
That you're doing now, but on a higher stage.
But louder.
Into a microphone and elevated for money.
Yeah, we're sitting. It's hard.
All right. So, Josh, I know you have some emails. Corinne, you have some emails. I have some emails. Should I start?
Yeah, let's
start. All right,
start.
We're going to read some of the emails now. I don't know if this person wants me to say their name, so I'm just going to say it's a girl. The subject line is...
What about first name but not last name?
Yeah. All right, Bryce.
So you're already being coerced into doing
shit,
things.
This is how you get pussy.
That we would never do before.
You just mind trick people.
Well, I
fell for it.
I thought Bryce was pretty and deserved to have her name read on the air.
Oh, there you go again, tricking minds.
Oh my God, isn't okay.
All right, subject: worst Valentine's Day ever. My Valentine's Day horror story was from when I was in high school. Aren't they all? This would have been 2010. I just recently started seeing a new guy. I'm from Georgia and was really into rednecks for some reason. Ooh, horrible taste.
Glad.
Anyway, he asked me out for Valentine's Day, so I baked him some heart-shaped brownies.
Aw. That's difficult to do.
I know. Did you mold them?
Hey, I hope you had molds pre-made.
I think you just make it as a cake and then you cut them out. Yeah.
That's good. Since I didn't want to go overboard and we weren't serious.
Too late.
So just heart-shaped brownies. Yeah. When he came to pick me up, his best friend was in the car, and he said we were going to get barbecue on a double date with his best friend. I gave him the brownies, and he responded by pulling a Twinkie out of the back seat of his truck. Like, dude, just tell me you didn't get me anything. After him and his friend had a nice giggle over that, we went to the restaurant. I didn't realize till we got there, but his ex-girlfriend of 3 years worked there.
Nice.
So, of course, he asked to sit in her section and spends the rest of the night trying to make her jealous.
I was crazy pissed about this.
So I told him to take me home as soon as we finished. When we got back to my house, he had the audacity to try and kiss me while he had some nasty dip in his fat ass lip.
Wow.
Yeah.
I completely denied him and proceeded to cuss him out for trying to use me tonight. He responded by spitting his nasty dip spit in my face.
Ooh.
Wow.
And driving home.
That is so fucking great. Oh my God, I feel like
spitting. I've never
spitting
done spat
is so
in the face.
Aggressive. Yeah,
my
up.
Neighbor did it to me when I was a little kid. She spit
what?
In my face, and it was to
did
me
you cry?
One of no. I was pissed. It was one of the most aggressive, like
this
low
was tobacco class spit.
Things that I've ever experienced.
Well, you got to have a lot of like gusto to get the spit to like vertically.
It was through my screen door too, so it was like filtered spit. Just
oh.
like splashed on my
so
face.
Why'd she spit at you?
I don't know.
You didn't
want to
come and play.
A cunt.
Well, the best thing to do if you're going to be in a violent confrontation and you don't want to throw the first swing so that the people that are watching will be able to identify you as the person that started, you're supposed to spit in their face.
Oh, that's like...
But this guy's just a redneck pig who's fucking fuck dick to his ex-girlfriend spitting in this girl's face. She opened the letter with redneck. Just stay away from dumb rednecks with Twinkies, right?
Mm. Where can we contact you, Josh?
I have used
on,
guys to make other guys jealous.
Yeah.
But, have you?
But isn't that the shittiest... Sure, I have.
It's horrible.
But isn't it the shittiest feeling when you realize, like, when you're with someone that you're the person that they're just using to make the person they really like jealous? That's the worst feeling. I fucking hate that.
That was me for Steven for a little bit.
He was just using you, you think?
Not using, but I was a rebound, but I feel like there was a little bit of that. I would have felt the same way if I were him, though.
Oh.
Have you ever used
I thought
somebody?
It was like a more like emotional help for him. Like
it was that, too.
That. Yeah, that's how I saw it more.
No.
Maybe that was what it was.
I tell
that
rebounds.
Was nicer.
That's way nicer. Steven, aw.
I tell rebounds they're rebounds ahead of time, just so that.
Really?
Yeah. Because then when they try to make you be in there longer, you're like, oh, you know you're a rebound. Like, we're just having fun. And then, no, I don't use anyone to make someone jealous, because then I would feel like small in myself. Like, I don't, honestly, I wouldn't do it. And when girls have tried that on me, I've already steeled myself to the situation ahead of time, so they lose.
Wait, can we go back to the part where you tell people that they're rebound?
How is that conversation?
And
though?
They still have
right,
sex
well,
with
Josh,
you.
Josh, tell me I'm a rebound. Josh, I like you so much. You're so cute. And I want to go on this date with you. It's going to be so much fun.
I like you. I'd like to hang out with you.
Okay,
but you
good.
Know that I just came off that breakup, and you know it's only been this long, so there's no way I'm going to be able to be like available in the way you need me to. But if you want to hang out and have fun,
oh, I'm sorry,
I can have that kind of relationship.
Experiencing PTSD.
What makes you think that I want to be in a relationship with you? That's pretty presumptuous.
Okay, then we can just hang out. And then 6 months later, then that's when you admit that you wanted to be in a relationship.
Have you ever taken someone on a proper date that you didn't refer to as hanging out?
I have not. I don't refer to what I do as hanging out, but I haven't gone on a proper date in like forever.
What do you refer to it
as?
Why?
What do you refer to it as?
What, like, hey, let's go to a spot and sit down and face each other and discuss whether we're going to get along for the rest of our lives?
Wow.
Right?
The rest of our lives.
All right.
Well, what are we planning for when we're sitting down having dinner together?
To fuck. Have you ever had a girl just want to fuck you and not love you?
That happens all the time, but then that's why I don't have to go to dinner.
Oh, true. You don't have to take the... But, it's, you know, if you're fucking somebody that you like, that like a friend, like, oh, I would get... mozzarella sticks with you?
I mean, situations happen. I usually like to go out to dinner with them once we've been together, because then I know that I enjoy their company.
Oh, boy.
Split that bill, Joshy. Okay. Corinne?
No, he pays for things.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay,
yeah,
this one is for...
Scumbag.
I mean, he is 45 years old, so...
Everybody take a shot every time Corinne reminds the audience that Josh is 45.
Yeah, but they...
He's in better physical shape than
yeah,
I am, though. I will say that.
Here,
and
like,
older is sexier.
I will
it's
say
so
that
annoying
for the record.
For men.
Anyways.
There's some older, sexier women, too, but some people...
Absolutely.
Look, some people lose it and some people don't.
And you haven't.
I don't know if I do or not. I don't want to be like just a maniac in here talking about how great I am.
I've seen your Facebook photos. I think there
I'm not even on
you've
Facebook.
Gotten I was friends with you when you were. I think you got better looking, actually.
I'm not going to argue with you about that.
You
like,
did.
I am not better looking than...
Since before I knew you. I mean, since I've known you.
Because the more comfortable you get with stuff, your inner
monster.
Glow comes out.
Anyway, what did you just say to me? Oh, this
I said, the more comfortable you get with yourself, the more your inner glow comes out.
Oh, that's for you.
That's
okay.
For anybody.
That's true. That's a truth.
Even you.
I feel like I just get fatter the more I like myself.
That's the glow. That's the glow on
your
thighs.
The glow is me sweating because I got fatter. Okay, is this one?
That's the heart-shaped brownies and Twinkie from your redneck date.
Okay. You can fast food shame me later.
She'll never be shamed about that. You try all you want.
I remember one time I made him take me to Taco Bell, and then we had sex, and I was like, Corinne, you were so ballsy, eating fucking Taco Bell and then having sex. Yeah.
Wait, who did that?
You.
I wouldn't have sex with someone after Taco Bell.
You 100% did.
Do you even know yourself, Josh? Because you did.
Maybe I was.
But you also said something snarky like that. You're like, I always tell my friends I'm not the kind of guy who would ever fuck someone who ate cheese doodle.
Maybe I was using being polite. Yeah. No, I won't kiss
girls after
cheese doodle.
You fucked her out of politeness?
Yeah.
You have.
I felt bad for her. Any girl who's eating Taco Bell.
She does it because she wants to. She has money now.
Yeah, like,
she still does it.
What do you mean you feel bad for me if I'm eating Taco Bell? I love Taco Bell.
It's just
so
gross.
Delicious.
Please, sir, give me some more.
Okay, anyway, this is a letter from, God, can I say his name? Kristen. I lost my virginity on Valentine's Day 2010.
Ooh.
Hashtag classic. But I hadn't been planning on it. I had been dating my now very gay and ex-boyfriend.
Haven't we all?
For 3 months, and we were freshmen in college. I had been invited to an anti-Valentine's Day costume bar party with the marching band.
Woo, woo.
Nice.
I played the cymbals. I was really cool.
What?
I think that was said ironically. Anyway, I decided to dress as Snooki from Jersey Shore, and my roommate filled my hair with multiple bumpets. That night, my boyfriend decided to make last-minute plans with me, but I was already super buzzed. Fast forward through a very drunken dinner that he attempted to make romantic, I had sex for the first time dressed up like Snooki.
No.
It was magical. That's fucking awesome.
That's amazing. That's such a great losing the virginity story.
Oh, that hits me so hard as a Jersey girl.
Did she use the term get it in, or did...
Who?
Isn't Snooki? That Snooki's thing? No, the fake Snooki.
Fake Snooki? I'm not sure.
Maybe.
Is that what the kids say on the show? You know more about
she
the Jersey Shore program than I do.
I don't know anymore. Yeah, that was their thing, though.
The one I know about Snooki is that she just really likes pickles. That's like a fact. Like,
what a random fact.
I can't tell you who like the 17th president of the United States was, but I know that Snooki loves pickles.
I got a name drop. I know Snooki's makeup artist.
Ooh, yeah. They work a long time.
What's Bridget the upshot left, that you Bridget two boned? 100%.
What? No,
okay.
I did not.
Why? Is fuck Snooki's makeup artist?
No, I did not.
You gotta get on that opportunity, Josh. You're a businessman.
No.
We'll have you back on the show.
Free makeup forever.
I can't because I dated her sister.
Okay.
Canyon.
Oh, you
Canyon.
Dated? Wow. Okay.
Yeah, there's a girl I did go out to dinner with.
Okay.
Would you go to McDonald's?
Hell no. Or Taco Bell. Real food.
TGI Fridays?
I don't do any
Applebee's?
Of those places. None.
Macaroni Grill.
I'm too much of a... I only,
Olive Garden?
No, it's the Mill Garden Deli.
Olive Garden in the 80s. Macaroni Grill in 97 or 2007.
Was Olive Garden in the 80s better than Olive Garden now?
Yes, absolutely.
What?
It wasn't even a gross place when it first
but
opened.
But wait,
out.
What was different
that's
about
so
it?
Weird.
Were they still doing the unlimited
well,
breadsticks
it was so
soup
new,
and salad?
They actually cared. No, they didn't have unlimited anything. They were a legitimate place. They were like at the beginning of chain restaurants, so they didn't have all the disgustingness they have now that they did to stay in business. Like, people liked them once upon a time. They were a special place.
Listen, I will eat pretty much anything. Even I think Olive Garden is disgusting.
It makes me not poop for many days after I eat it.
The soup, salad, and breadsticks are cool, but anything else that's actually like pasta, disgusting.
Like I said, I haven't been there since the 80s. I don't even know what you guys are talking about. I wouldn't go near the place. It's got food poisoning written all over it.
I won a $25 Olive Garden gift card in my family's Christmas tournament this year, and I gave it to a homeless person. All right.
Wow.
I just want to let everybody know that I'm really nice.
But you gave it to a homeless person, then they have the struggle of having to buy an outfit nice enough to go to Olive Garden.
No, they just order takeout
for a homeless person.
The people that there are just above that anyway.
They can score.
It's a fancy restaurant to people just above homeless.
He's like, can I store this as a gift card on my app?
And he whips out his phone. Oh, fuck you. Give me that card back.
He probably sold it.
All right. Who has the letter?
Oh, that's a good idea.
All right, ready?
Yes.
Sup, sluts. This is Anna, by the way.
Hey,
sup,
Anna.
Sluts. Big fan. Here's my most embarrassing Valentine's Day horror story. I was in a sorority in college. My best friends were in the fraternity down the street. They had a Valentine's Day date party, and me and the best friend were invited. I decided that my actual date was a box of Franzia.
Franzia. Yeah. It's a box of wine. Baby.
Okay, got it. And I fell down the stairs. I ended up in one of my friend's beds, and at one point in the night, we ended up having sex.
Fell right into his bed.
Yeah.
I fell on your cock.
Good old Franzia. Yeah.
That's the old fell on your cock thing that sometimes people say when, like, you know, they go around raping people.
Okay, well, here's the fun part about the box of wine.
What?
The next morning, I woke up in a pool of my own blood.
Oh.
Not only was my knee torn up and bleeding.
Oh, my God.
But I got my period.
Oh. Oh, it's a double whammy.
My friend just looks at me while I mutter, sorry, my knee blood got everywhere and start gathering up my clothes. He just looks at me with a shit-eating grin and says, insert fake name here. There's blood on the condom. I'm as red as my fucking pussy at this point, frantically pulling my dress over my head and about to run the fuck out of there and hide in a hole forever. And before I leave, he just says, oh, my love, please don't cry. I'll wash my bloody hands and we'll start a new life. And I swear to God, I died and my soul left my body. Happy fucking Valentine's Day.
Oh, the good old blame your period on your cut knee.
It ended romantically.
Yeah, but I will say there's nothing more, like, charming than a guy who can handle, like, some gross thing that we as women feel ashamed of with class. You actually did that one time.
Look, it's just nice for a change of pace.
Yeah, you actually one time. I remember.
Yeah, like something different. Mix it up.
No, this is something nice that I have to say about you, and I don't have a lot of
guys,
things. So
listen up.
I'm your Valentine's Day guest.
Shut up.
You're in love with me.
So, that's so not true.
You guys handle that.
I wish you knew. So we were gonna, like, you came to one of my shows, or you, like, did a show that I was doing, and then we were gonna obviously hook up afterwards. And I got my period, like, after you had already come out, and I was, like, so devastated.
Really?
And, like, I was, like, trying to, like, keep you away from my vagina, and then you finally found out what was wrong, and then you're like, you think I'm gonna be scared of a little blood? And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. The first time a guy was a knight in shining armor about my period, I, like, that made me fall in love with him.
Yeah.
Because it's so, like, oh, I mean, you shouldn't fucking feel uncomfortable about it anyway, but you do when you're a girl.
Yeah, just anything gross, like, if you can handle periods or, like, pooping or throwing up, like, with class, like, it's nice.
Yeah, like, if you accidentally shart.
I mean,
happens.
I don't poop, but, like,
I probably
if
wouldn't handle that
poop.
As well as a period. The first time a girl told me she can't have sex because of her period, I'm like, are you serious? Like, I'm like, you out of your mind? What are we talking about here?
Well, she said that to gauge you, I'm sure, because girls are hornier on their period.
Some girls, I think, really, truly feel
uncomfortable.
The week before my period, I want to get married to people.
Really?
Like, I'm super emotional.
I want to murder everybody the week before my period.
No, the week before, I'm just, like, very clingy.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been weird about periods, Josh? Like, when you were young, like 13, 15? I don't know.
In the 13 to 15 range.
No.
Oh, that's nice.
Wait, when did you lose your virginity? Can we ask that?
I'm pretty sure it was at 13, but it might have been super early 14.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
To someone of the same age?
Yes.
Okay.
She was 72.
I'm not surprised it was someone. It was a very young age for you.
You mean Mrs. Johnson across the street?
Yeah. That was my second guess. I'm like, he, like, fucked the much older, like, babysitter or something.
No.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to read one. This is a long one, but it's really good.
Did you drop all yours on the ground?
Yeah, you got to read those emails, buddy.
To all, I can pick the one back up when my turn comes around.
This is so much fun.
I mean, this is just like anytime we hang out.
Okay, so this is from a lady I know. Her name is Danya.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so happy that she wrote us
a novel.
Yeah, it is. So feel free to, like, you know, chime in. A few years back, I met a cute guy through a friend of mine. They were in law school together. We had only two dates out in the city after meeting at a friend's party, which were both pretty normal and uneventful. Our third date happened to fall on Valentine's Day.
Nice.
I remember feeling excited about the date. He was a nice guy.
But wait. How can something accidentally fall on Valentine's Day? Like, you both know.
That's true.
Yeah, thank you for saying that, because
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, like a point.
What?
Yeah,
okay, anyway.
That's like proclaiming that you really, really like each other a super lot by the third date, right?
Or that Valentine's Day was a weekend and you could only hang out on weekends.
Oh, like you're both like, oh, we'll meet on Sunday the 14th. And you're like, oh my God, it's Valentine's Day.
Well, maybe they just said Sunday, not Sunday the 14th, and they didn't have an iPhone at the time to look at the number.
All right. He was a nice guy. He was going to be a lawyer, and it seemed like it was going to be romantic. He invited me over to his place, and she put that in quotes, so we can enjoy a nice dinner at home. I accepted, thinking, wow, this will be so much better than going to a cheesy restaurant on Valentine's Day. I started to wonder what he was going to cook for me. I was looking forward to such maturity.
Why was the restaurant going to be cheesy?
Restaurants on Valentine's Day can be cheesy. It's like a nice change
like
of plan.
Because they try to like pump love into it.
Oh, yeah.
And like if you're not feeling it, you can't inject it.
And the waiter dresses like Cupid. And you're like, all right, now you're ruining it.
And they like talk in like a sing-songy voice to you. Like, "Who? What are you guys here for tonight?" Like,
ooh, good voice.
Taking you home?
I was looking forward to such a mature and quiet night at home with this new man I was dating. When I pulled up, I checked the address that I put into my GPS a few times, then called him, assuming I must have made a mistake.
Oh boy.
I had pulled up in front of a dorm building. When he said I was in the right spot, I immediately felt uneasy. As I walked into the building, I rang his dorm room number, and he buzzed me in. When I got up to his dorm, I noticed a lot of noise coming from out of his room. I knocked, and when he answered, I was shocked to see a few other guys hanging out in his room wearing college sweatshirts and taking shots of Bacardi.
That's a bad sign.
That sounds like a rape den.
Yeah,
I realized these were his roommates. They offered me a shot, and of course I took one, then another. This was definitely not what I had in mind. I was relieved to find out that his roommates were heading out to a party. Okay, this isn't so bad. After they left, my date said, "I got something for you." I was so excited. He then proceeds to pull out a few wilted-looking roses from a bag,
nice,
saying, "I think some died. Sorry, I got them at the gas station."
Nice.
Me, thanks. You really shouldn't have. When we walked into the kitchen, he goes into the fridge and pulls out a few plastic containers, and my eyes immediately go to the fake grass I recognize so well. He had bought supermarket sushi for dinner and only four rolls for the both of us. Feeling so
the biggest problem here.
Yeah, that's fucked up. That's not enough sushi.
Not a single girl has written in that's not dating some fucking idiot so far.
Well, that's why we wanted you here, so everyone could be wowed by your Don Juan mentality.
And then we can be like, why are guys such idiots, Josh?
Like, even if this guy is a manipulative bastard, he should at least have the sense to fake it out and be like, in the supermarket, and be like, well, I need to get the real sushi. Like, you should be embarrassed
right
to buy it. Like, you should have a whole bunch of other things that make you do the right thing, even if it's not the right thing.
This is a problem because I'm sitting here listening to this, and I'm like, that's really nice that he flowers
tried
and sushi. Like, how bad are the people I've been dating?
Like,
I thought it was sweet.
She's a nice girl.
Like, I don't care.
Really?
I don't care, like, if it was, like, if you're, like, not good at it. Like for me, it was, like, the effort. And I don't care if you have a lot of money. Like, no one's even done anything that nice for me.
Yeah, well, this is going to end
some
in food
wilted
poisoning.
Flowers in my pocket.
You know, that's not that nice.
Well, speaking of food poisoning, it goes on. Feeling so confused, I just went with it and started eating sushi off the paper towel he folded for me since he did not have any plates. When he asked me if I wanted some wine, I started to feel better already until I realized he was holding a bottle of Chateau Diana. Another supermarket purchase.
I like that.
Yeah, Corinne's still impressed.
I do not. Well, Corinne should date this guy.
Yeah, he's just dating the wrong girl. This is a perfect date for Corinne.
Fuck you.
After watching him trying to open the bottle for about 3 minutes too long, I jumped up, opened the bottle, poured half of it in my red Solo cup he handed me. After the Bacardi shots, a few bites of horrible sushi, and now a half a bottle of cheap wine, I was pretty tipsy. My date suggested we go outside for a cigarette. I don't smoke, but I smoke one anyway
nice
to deal with this miserable date. After being outside and smoking a menthol cigarette,
nice,
I started to feel pretty horrible. As we walked back up to his room, I started to get the spins. Once we were back inside, I sat down on his couch and I was just feeling just awful. I excused myself to the bathroom, knowing what was coming. I started to vomit. I wanted to die. He kept knocking on the door asking if I was okay. Please just leave me alone. If the drunk vomiting wasn't enough, I also started to have diarrhea.
Nice.
Why? Must have been the sushi or cheap wine or the fact that this was the most ridiculous evening of my life.
Yeah, so why not? Anxiety, yeah.
After being in there for an hour, I started hearing commotion outside the bathroom. The roommates were home. What the fuck? This was the only bathroom for the three guys that lived
nice
here. More knocks on the door came and I started to hear, "Dude, is she all right? Please just kill me now." My date insisted on coming in to help me. I don't know why, but I let him.
Nice.
He sat there in the bathroom as I puked and other things for another hour.
Oh, God.
Half hour at least.
He's the nicest guy.
You love this guy.
I hate this guy.
This girl is like Corinne.
Oh, I'm sorry. You just gave someone the biggest compliment of their life.
Just puke.
You guys really, you guys all, you take things differently than me. Finally, I was done. I was so feeling so disgusting. I just completely drained.
God.
He offered me his bed since I was not well enough to drive home.
God,
wait. Just feeling so excited to lie down somewhere, I took it up with his offer and went straight to bed. I did not expect what happened next.
Yes.
He lied down next to me and actually started to try and hook up.
Oh my.
Seriously, right. Dude, you just saw what I was doing. And for some crazy reason, I went with it.
Danya,
we just
want to
feel beautiful, you know? Anything to make me feel pretty. Needless to say, I woke up the next morning and flew out of there as fast as I can. That was the last time I ever saw the guy.
Look, the best part about
what
the story is that she didn't end up hooking up with the roommates as well.
Wow.
Have you ever seen a girl shit?
I don't think I've seen it, no.
Have you smelled
it? You were married, though.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, but I've been in relationships longer than that marriage, so that's not the reason I would have seen a girl do that. Listen, the second the girl forgets to flush the toilet, that's when the romance dies.
That, I hope that never happens to me.
No, I agree.
Ever
that's disgusting.
In my relationship with Steven. Ever. I never want that to happen. Yeah, my vagina will wilt.
Yeah, as soon as you do that, you're like, oh, we're our parents now.
But also, like, I've never forgotten to flush the toilet. Like,
me either, but sometimes a little turd pops up at the bottom afterwards, and you gotta double check.
Right. Well,
that's
I mean,
that's
to me different
before.
Than, like, a whole load.
That actually happened with me and you. When you were at my house once,
oh, yeah.
I was mortified.
She's just telling you about
did
it now.
And you went, Christina? And I was like, what? She goes, you go, there's, and I ran into the bathroom and I was like, no!
Oh, did I? I didn't even remember that.
You didn't care, but I cared.
Yeah, no.
I
only care about it with someone who I'm going to be having sex with. Although, when I was in college, one of my roommates did forget to flush the toilet and I saw, like, the entire thing.
The entire poop?
And I could never think of her the same way again. I was I don't even think we can be friends.
I don't, I think that is so disgusting.
Friendship off.
Yeah, I agree
with
you.
Friendship terminated.
You can fuck my boyfriend, but don't leave your turd floating. Friendship canceled.
Bumper sticker. The second time Steven and I ever had sex, we went to Bauhaus first, which is like Bao's are really good, like Asian sandwiches. And then we went back to my place. We did it. It was really good. And then in
you
the middle,
ended up like the girl in the story?
No, he did.
Oh.
And he went to go to the bathroom.
On the second date?
The second time we slept together, probably like our third date. He went to go to the bathroom. He just never came back. So I like tiptoed to the bathroom from my room and I was like, hey, and I didn't know him very well. I was like, are you okay? And I peeked open the door and he was laying in the fetal position on the floor. I felt so
bad. Oh my goodness.
And I was like, I'll get you anything you need, water, whatever. I'm so sorry this is happening. He was so embarrassed. I was like, no, it's okay.
God, it's a miracle you're still together.
Oh, I fell in love with him more that night.
That is. I would have cabbed home.
I mean, I didn't smell anything. That probably would have made it worse.
I would have been like, I'd rather shit in the cab than the apartment of someone I like.
I would have overcompensated and pretend I was a total jerk guy and been like, you need to leave now.
Oh,
like, you gotta split.
Get your shitting ass out of my apartment.
Yeah, no, it's
hard. No, if I were the guy that needed to do what he did, I would have pretended I was a jerk guy and be like, you need to split now. And you would have thought I was being insensitive, but I wouldn't have admitted that I needed.
Oh, I hate when guys do that. And I can always kind of tell, but you never fucking cop up to it. You don't get vulnerable and go, actually, I had to take a shit. You're like, no, I wanted you to go.
I mean, I don't even know if I've ever taken a shit in even like a boyfriend's apartment.
What?
I've taken one in my own apartment when my boyfriend was there. Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Guys, enough with the bragging.
I'm not. I don't think I am so stopped up. I have not shit in so
know.
Many years.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
do you like shitting in public places? Like,
no.
Meaning a
who
Starbucks
likes doing
bathroom?
That?
I mean, when you got it, meaning, can you? Like, some people just, they can't bring themselves to
I
do it.
I can if I need to, but I curate, like, if I know I'm going to hook up with someone, I curate what
oh,
I
yeah.
eat so that I know it's, I'm not, I mean, unless something goes out of control.
Well
I'm
played.
Have to.
And you know what
do
the first
that?
Thing not to eat? Supermarket sushi.
Oh yeah, that
makes
asshole.
If you think you're having
float.
Sex anytime in 48 hours, you don't eat supermarket sushi.
I also have a pretty strong stomach though, so I don't have to worry about it as much.
Yeah, yeah, Miss
Taco
do. Bell.
Have you ever farted during sex?
No.
Really? Well, good
what
for
do,
you.
Do I look like the type of person that would do that
it's
during
human.
Sex?
Everyone does it.
I am not human.
Josh is very clean. I will say he's the only straight man's ass I've ever considered licking.
Wow.
God, what a beautiful thing to say.
Have you ever liked when people lick your ass?
I mean, I'm not against it, but not under this, not under the, in the category we're talking about. Like,
well,
I'm
of
always,
course.
Yeah.
You gotta get planned for that.
Yeah, like, did Steven come out of there on the second time you ever had sex and be like, yo, you like licking ass? And you're like,
hell.
Baby, I just saw you on the floor.
No.
Okay. Am I going now?
Yeah.
This is more toilet humor than sex humor to this episode.
Well, we're talking about all things.
Yeah,
that
the
need
romance
to happen.
Dies when you forget to flush the toilet.
Toilet things come from the same parts that sex
goes into. So, you know,
some of them do.
Some of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, no, you're right. Some of them.
They're
yeah.
all involved.
It goes both ways.
Yeah. Hey, oh.
So Holly writes, last Valentine's Day, I admitted myself into a mental hospital because my fiance at the time wouldn't give me a back massage. That was the best opener for an email I've ever seen. And I was like, I must read more. Oh, JK, guys. Wait, damn it.
Well, kind of.
Sort of. My anxiety and depression had been building up for weeks and weeks over living in a hostile environment with crazy drug-addicted roommates and being engaged to a shitlord.
Shitlord, that's a good one.
Who would later be put in jail for 6 months for stealing a Game of Thrones DVD set from a Walmart.
Oh, yep, that's a shitlord. That was a good word.
He was
a loser, but who gets 6 months
but
for
wait,
that?
He was stealing a Game of Thrones DVD set from a Walmart. He was already banned from for shoplifting.
Dude, pay for it.
He went back to the same one. I was in a downward spiral in the absolute worst period of my life. So when, after a long day of work and not so much as even a card from him, he denied my simple request for a rub down, something in me snapped. I had a huge meltdown resulting in a voluntary check-in to the loony bin that night, but they wouldn't let me leave on my own accord for another 3 days. This year
there was something real there.
Is much different. I'm in a much better mental state, living in a better area with better people, and I'm finally with a mature ass adult.
Mature.
Fuck it, Walmart in all caps, who makes me feel like a goddamn queen. We're going on a cute little mini vacay this weekend, and I'm sure I won't even have to ask in asterisks for a massage. So while last year was the worst, I'm sure this year's will be the best. Number one, lower your expectations, and number two, yeah, of course you're gonna get a massage because I'm sure you've brought up this story a myriad of
times.
Shit,
I better massage her. She's gonna commit herself.
If I'm dating you and you tell me what some guy didn't do the year before I came along, I'm not gonna do that stuff either because I'm not doing it based on the fact that he didn't. Like, I'm not living in.
You do live by.
I'm out of there. Like, forget it. I won't even date under those circumstances. But if she's like, the other
circumstances will you date under?
Well, that's why I'm still single.
No one's good enough for you.
Yes. No, that's not the reason. No, but like when they complain about the year before, having you had guys do that, and you're like,
yeah, but
yeah, that's no catalyst for me behaving the way you want.
Talking about your ex and what happened in the relationship is one thing. Constantly bringing it up, that's fucking annoying.
Yeah,
but
who would do that? That's so irritating. God.
Oof. You're talking
no
about yourself?
Idea, do you?
Jesus. How annoying. It's like it was 3.5 years ago. Get over it.
But when she said she committed, when she explained everything,
oh,
and then
about
she
your
committed
breakup
herself?
In the sandwich shop?
Shut up. Oh, it was a Panera Bread. Wow.
Panera Bread.
Josh was like there during that.
Really?
Because I was working at the Broadway Comedy Club a lot, like when I was dating.
Yeah,
Frank.
She came in crying.
I started working. I met him when I was still dating Frank, and then, you know.
And then what happened at Foxwoods?
A few shoulder rubs later.
A few glasses of Franzia later.
I'm like, sorry, what did you say?
Look at her. She's crying and vulnerable. That should be easy.
Oh, wow.
That was a joke. That was a boy joke. I said, and
it was
then,
a boy joke.
It was. And then, oh, no, then remember at Foxwoods when you were going to go get the bus, but you stopped to get a bagel and Panera?
I do.
And I'm like, I'm going to split now.
That was like one of the first times I had eaten a Panera Bread because in the Foxwoods there was like not many places to eat breakfast and I was like, I don't want, you know, cocaine and sushi for breakfast.
Like,
so let me go to Panera.
Memories.
Oh, you know what?
Bagel.
Thanks for tarnishing a very nice weekend with that sassy comment. Jesus Christ.
See, I told you this is why I'm the Valentine's
guest. You guys. It's like watching WCW wrestling match. It's great. I love it.
Hey, Corinne. Is that the one I read already?
No, the sub sluts is the one you read.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That was hey, sub sluts. Hey, Corinne and Christina.
Hi.
You two fucking rock.
Thank you.
Thought I'd share my fuckboy Valentine's Day story. And spelled boy, B-O-I, which I thought was the gay way to do it. And I don't mean that as a negative towards gays. That's how gay guys communicate with each other, I thought. Anyway, thought I'd share my fuckboy Valentine's Day story with you because looking back now after 4 years, it's pretty hilarious. I'm a 21-year-old female now, but when I was 17 and I... But when I was 17, I was dating a 15-year-old for whatever Ooh. Fucking reason. This is her. She's a lot of fucking.
Whatever.
He was troubled and dumb, so it made me feel better about myself, I guess. That was great insight, by the way. That was a very intelligent thing
Self-aware.
Hidden in your letter. Yeah. Anyways, we had been together for a few months and never went on a date or did anything romantic. We literally just had sex, smoked weed, and ate a lot of good food.
Sounds
amazing. I can see why you picked that one.
Yeah.
Sounds like my relationship
now. This is when they're 15 and 17. Like, if you guys aren't involved in sports, that's really all you have left.
Yeah, that is the time to do lacrosse.
Yeah, or just any.
Volleyball.
Yeah,
anything.
You guys should be forced into group activity at that time. What are you doing by yourselves? On Valentine's Day, being the hopeless romantics that we were at 17 and 15, we decided to take my mom's car to the parking lot of our high school and bang in the back seat. A couple of minutes in, he took me by the hips and then threw me off of him. He said, "You need to learn how to ride a dick." He got up and left the car, and we haven't seen or talked to each other since.
That is a fuckboy.
Weirdest breakup ever.
Jesus Christ!
I would be so confused if I'm fucking somebody in my car in the parking lot of my high school, and we've been eating and smoking, and all of a sudden he's like, "You need to learn how to ride a dick!" And they just leave. Like,
I wouldn't be confused.
To walk home.
I would be like, I very clearly need to learn how to ride a dick.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd be like,
you would
fuck
take it upon
guy.
Yourself? I'll tell you what's going on.
He's 15!
He's gay.
Oh. What?
But he doesn't know it yet.
I don't think that.
He's gay. Trust him.
But wait,
feel
Josh,
better.
Have you ever been having sex with a girl? Because, like, I think a lot of times,
sometimes,
like,
we lose our rhythm.
There's, like, a rumor, you know, that women can't really be bad at sex. But, I mean, they can
they
be.
Can.
You don't need to tell me.
Wow.
Was that fucking implied? Number one, you know.
I knew you were going to think
number
that.
Number one, you fucking know that I'm good at sex with you.
I am responding
you dumb
to
cunt.
The hosts of the show. You're slut shaming again.
Oh, I'm not here slut shaming.
Anyone who listens to this show, Corinne is the biggest slut shamer in the world. This is like when you found out Lance Armstrong was on steroids.
Bill Cosby was raping
yeah,
people.
This, yeah, that's what I was reaching for. This is when you found out Mr. Huxtable was using his writing prescriptions.
Yeah, God forbid you want the person who you're hanging out
Corinne
with for a year to not fuck people 3 hours after you guys leave each other. I'm a huge slut shamer.
Reasonable request.
A
reasonable
huge
request.
Fucking slut shamer.
You're exaggerating.
No, sorry, you're 6 hours.
Why are you defending your slut shaming? Like, you have a whole podcast anti-slut shaming. Isn't it?
I'm glad that you
Who's
prepared
this. Did you like the sex you had with Corinne?
What? I refuse
to answer.
Way
too long to answer that.
Oh, God. He fucking loved it. Anyway.
Okay.
We've had our ups and our downs.
On your dick?
I was 15. She was 17. We were at the high school parking lot.
Little Diddy.
Next to the cafeteria. And I threw off. And I was like, "You need to learn how to ride a dick." And then she's like, "Okay, I will."
The universe speaks to us in such crazy ways, you guys.
This guy just was confused. And he won't find out until he's 18 that he's gay. Guys that are that mean to girls at that young of an age and think they're doing something wrong on that level are overcompensated because they're confused by themselves, not her.
Also, the audacity of a 15-year-old to critique sex.
Yeah.
Come on.
And you know what? This guy obviously is not the one that drove to the parking lot. It was her because he didn't even have his driver's license and he's telling her whether...
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, sir. I'm not even going to call you sir. Boy.
Yeah.
Wow. Fuck boy. That is a fuck boy. I don't know what the exact definition of a fuck boy is, but that guy sounded like
one. Also, you're not supposed to be a cougar until you're like 30. You're not supposed to be cougaring at
17.
30? I'm
like 45,
you're
50.
Considering me a cougar?
Well, I'm not... No, but you could, if you were in the mood, you could go get a 22-year-old guy and use him. But if you're a 17-year-old, you shouldn't be going after 15-year-old boys that don't know how to have sex and are going to toss
Mr.
you out of the car.
Mr. Morality, Josh Beer.
That's dark morality.
I live by my heart.
No, like, I don't fuck 15-year-olds.
No, it's
so.
Like,
good for you.
What's it called? Like a shadow economy? You know, like, I have shadow morals. Know.
Oh, boy.
Do you know what that means?
No.
I'm going to use context clues based on knowing you.
Like an illegal economy in like a bad neighborhood is called a shadow economy. Or like when people sell drugs black internet.
It's like we're not following the rules, but we're following the rules of the streets.
Yes,
got
thank
it.
You.
See,
following the rules
I
of the bedroom.
Josh
is it like The Wire?
It is like The Wire.
Okay, I get it
it's
now.
It's just like The Wire.
It's like The Wire, exactly.
I got your phone tapped.
Okay.
You hear some awful conversations.
Hi, Christina and Corinne.
Hi.
I'm a listener and student in Boston, but I'm not a born masshole, thank God. Please come visit North. We would love to see you ladies live. Okay. Anyways, the story. Let's take it back to Valentine's Day 2010. That was a popular year, I guess. I was in high school in South Africa and got my wisdom teeth out over Valentine's weekend. Oh, it gets better. Needless to say, after drooling blood all over myself with no feeling and living off of mousse au chocolat, For 2 days, I felt well enough to agree to visit from my boyfriend at the time. We started kissing. I was still puffy, so it felt like his lips, but it didn't feel like mine, you know? Well, things got heated, as they do in high school, when you have the libido of a gay couple's chihuahua.
Wow.
Good metaphor. Yeah, good simile.
That's messed up to say about chihuahuas.
Chihuahua shaving. Yeah. And I went down on him. He did not come in my mouth, but the real miracle was no dry sockets. I don't even know what they are, but when you mention them after your little sexcapade, I started cracking up, and then I thanked the heavens for not having that happen to me. I had those self-dissolving stitches in, and still nothing. Anyway, happy Valentine's Day. Last year, I had 1 month early ordered tickets to the premiere of 50 Shades of Grey. This year, the plan is champagne and a bathtub party with my single best friend.
Bathtub party with your girlfriend. Yeah. That sounds fun.
Are they going to fill the tub with the champagne?
I don't know
that
if it's
going to
turn into a lesbian porn scene like you want it
to. Just for you, Josh.
I don't need it. You guys are... I am not trash.
Hey, if it you wanted that to happen, you know, that's not trashy.
Plus, I wouldn't want it to be a lesbian. When she was talking about her drool and her blood, I was considering taking a girl out to dinner for the first time in years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, her.
That's funny you should say that.
And now, champagne bathtub with the girl, with her best friend in her.
She does remind me so much of myself.
She's a little you.
Yeah, she is a little me. Do you know that I did come and suck your dick after I got my wisdom teeth pulled?
This is why I didn't come on the show.
But I just, it reminded me of that. And I did get dry sockets from sucking your dick. Do you know that?
It wasn't from me.
No. It's not that I'm not trying to say you're dirty. Calm down. You're very clean.
No, I know. But I'm saying that was your fault. That was just happened at the same time.
You motherfucker.
How about thank you?
Nothing else was dry.
How about thank you? How about
none of your other sockets were
for the BJ friend.
Friend?
What do you want her to call you? No, you can get. No one told her that she couldn't suck through a straw.
My dentist didn't fucking tell me.
When I got my wisdom tooth out,
they went to the poor person dentist.
The only fucking thing they told me was, do not suck through a straw. Don't do anything involving sucking.
Because I would have put two and two together. I'm not an idiot.
No, you actually
stated the situation and then said you were going to do it anyway because you were in the desirous mode. So you weren't going to let a little pulled teeth stop you.
100%.
Yeah.
But I just didn't know about the dry sockets. That was a legend. Look,
you did what you got to do, and the side effect was dry sockets. And that just happens in life sometimes, as this girl knows.
Yo, my dick's so good, give you dry sockets.
Yeah. No, it's like, regardless of dry socket, you're going to come and suck it.
Wow. We'll just let that sit. We'll let that simmer.
Just playing along, girls. Let it simmer dry.
Simmer dry,
I'm
baby.
Out of emails, by the way.
You had two, and then you kept throwing them on the floor.
Yeah, and I read
There's
both
three
of them.
There. Okay. Is that one that you didn't read yet?
No, that's Corinne's.
But you can read while we
I'm going to read one. This is just an interesting question that I thought, Josh, you could lend some insight on. It's
Scorpio.
Not a Valentine's Day specific one. It's from a guy. I don't think I'm going to say his name just because I don't know if he wants me to. The subject line is drunk consent advice for a guy. Hi, Corinne and Christina. As always, y'all are great. Keep doing your thing. Super big fan. Thank y'all. One thing that's always been on my mind. What are your guidelines for getting consent from a drunk girl? Until now, I'm 23. I've just not had drunk sex at all to avoid any gray areas. I have a super strong conscience and would die if I found out I did something a girl actually didn't want to do. Never mind the legal definitions of consent that we're all taught. Most of us, but not a lot of us. Those are especially annoying because I think technically a longtime girlfriend that says let's get really drunk together and fuck would not be able to legally consent at some point since you have to consent sober during the whole time. But both you two and many girls I've talked to really enjoy drunk sex, and I don't see why not. Thoughts on a more reasonable way to make these decisions?
Like,
I have
you drunk sluts. Yeah.
What law firm does this guy work for?
Goldstein and Binder. I have a good intuition, but I'm not great at telling how drunk someone is unless they can't speak or stand. But then they probably don't belong near my bed in the first place. Thanks. It's a good question.
I've had
a lot of drunk sex.
In January, well, I haven't drank since 2003. because I just don't. Not even like AA reasons.
Did you have like a moment where you were like, I'm in the middle of my exploded house and there's donkeys everywhere. I gotta stop drinking.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. It's like you were there.
I'm so fucking psychic.
I've never been comfortable sharing that story of me and the donkeys. Yeah, I drank so much.
Podcast.
I thought I was having a gangbang and it was just me and a bunch of donkeys. And then I realized I have to stop drinking.
Oh, God. When he said gangbang, I was like, really? You've had a gangbang and I've never heard about it?
Ooh, so hot.
I don't know what constitutes.
Not with donkeys, though.
No. In January, there was a girl that was drunk. And she was like...
So, wait, like last month, you mean?
Yeah, January.
Okay.
This January of 2016.
Mm-hmm. And, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. And we went from a bar to her friend's apartment, and then we were supposed to go to her place. And she's like, so do you want to go get the car at the bar? Do you want the thing? And I'm like, what? And I realized that she'd had a blackout. So I just got her home, and then I got out of there. And like, I wouldn't do that.
You could tell she was in a blackout?
Yeah, I wasn't about to...
Hero.
Plus, yeah. I like having sex with girls because they want to have sex. I'm not out to have sex with a girl because her body's lying there. That's ridiculous.
Oh, that's nice of you. Such a gentleman.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah. I don't rape people.
I don't rape people.
That's good.
And I also, when girls are sloppy drunk, I don't want to fuck them.
Yeah, that's my thing. If I was I guess I've had sex sloppy drunk with another person that was sloppy drunk.
That's okay.
When you're both sloppy drunk, it's okay.
Yeah, if you're both sloppy drunk, that legalizes it.
But there's also things that can happen when two people are sloppy drunk. Like somebody could grab your neck and hold you down. You're like, wait a second, didn't want that to happen. And it's hard to maneuver out of that situation.
I wish you didn't remember, but yeah, good point.
Yeah, no.
All right, guys, you can fuck Corinne if she's wasted and you're wasted.
Yeah, if we're both.
It's a weird line, but I think if I'm drinking... I've had so much drunk sex. I mean, drunk is not sloppy. Yeah. Sloppy is another thing.
Have a drink, have sex. Get drunk, have sex. And then sloppy,
wasted, drunk,
that's just gross. Yeah.
And also, sex is just better when you're sober.
Oh. I've had girlfriends that have gotten so drunk, and then they're like trying to drag me on top of them, and they're just gross at that point.
No, it is gross.
I've done that to so many guys, because I don't know why, when I drink, especially when I was single, I was like, who am I going to fuck to? Like, I always get horny when
I drink.
Oh, yeah,
I get crazy horny when I drink.
Crazy horny, but... I am so desperate for some D that I'm like, don't go to bed. I'll come over right now. Don't worry about it. I'm at your door. Your doorman said I can come up. Is that cool?
I had to get a girl home that I had dated, and she had literally had like toilet paper coming out of the back of her pants.
No.
Which means she was so wasted that she pulled up with the pants with the toilet paper on.
Oh.
And then I kind of like got her into her bed, and I had to go totally. And then she's trying to get like my pants open and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you were just, I said it. I'm like, you're just disgusting. I'm not.
You said she was disgusting?
She was disgusting.
That sounds like something he would say.
Yeah, it was gross. I had to be honest. Otherwise, she's going to be like, why didn't he want to be with me? It's like, maybe it's the toilet paper tail hanging out of your pants.
There's times to be completely honest and times to be a little honest.
She probably didn't remember any of it.
We've all had our shit show moments.
Oh.
You've never had a shit show moment, Josh?
I mean, not since 99.
What happened in 99 besides the Spice Girls?
Probably nothing. I probably never really had a shit show. I mean, I've been messed up and disgusting and like offended people publicly, but I've never had like super.
But besides that.
But like I've never had intimate, disgusting, gross, messed up moments.
Ever.
Not that I can recall in any serious manner, and I'm not trying to block it out. Like, no, not like what we're talking about. Like, no, I mean,
now you're like therapist, maybe you suck on to your the podcast.
No, like maybe in high school was the last time I did something like that. I was pretty good at going out and partying. Like, I didn't get that way.
Mm-hmm. Man, I've been sloppy, sloppy, sloppy.
Well, do you just drink? Because when I drank, I did substances that help keep your head clear, too.
Like, oh, I just drank.
Yeah, see, that's how you end up. I've never been sloppy, not since high school.
Oh. See, and that's why I don't get drunk, though. I rarely get drunk. I only get drunk once a year on my birthday.
Oh, okay.
So and I throw up and fall.
Yeah, I'm not
Woo,
into that
do
anymore.
Do I fall? But that's so not sexy. Like, I feel the one time I got like that in front of Steven, I felt my sexiness level just go to a negative zero.
Yeah.
Or negative 10.
The worst is when they're drunk and smelly and going for a kiss and you feel like you're smelling the inside of their stomach mixed
Ew.
With a brewery.
or if they've just barfed and they try to kiss you.
No, who does that?
Oh, no, not kissing one, any barf. Not me. I've never done that. Shut up.
No, the guy from...
Sometimes you forget you barfed.
The dude who went for the girl in the diary, in the diarrhea story.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't care.
Yeah. Well, I always know, like, I heard of the year, according to Corinne.
I always know I really like someone I, like, try not to get drunk around them, like, the first, like, several times that we hang out. Like, even if we go drinking, if I'm, like, trying to pretend like I'm, like, a teetotaler, like...
Oh, I'm the opposite.
No, because I try. Well, I sometimes get nervous and then I have to drink, but then... And that's the only time like I get
pretending's
nervous.
Pretending's
like,
the first
when I'm, like,
mistake.
Going on a date. What? What?
Well, you're going to fake it for the first three dates, and then he's going to see the real you after he might like you?
I don't know.
That's not fair.
That seems mean, but I didn't really fully understand it.
You said that you
asked... Present your honest self.
No. Like, I get nervous so that once I know the person, I won't be nervous anymore, but I, like, try... I want to, like, be on my best behavior, and then
I get nervous.
That's what
I'm saying. That part's
fake. It's not pretending. That's just me
just
being nervous.
Just being your best self.
It's me wanting someone to like me. And which very rarely happens, so I'm uncomfortable. Oh, I rarely care what people think that when I do, I don't know how to, like, handle myself.
Oh, when I want someone to like me, I'll fucking learn to dance. I'll do anything. And then when I got him, I'm like, just kidding. This is who I am.
See, you guys are why I'm still single.
What? But who I am happens to be great.
Because
so,
I can
jackpot, sir.
I can detect the first three fakes dates. I don't want to go through that.
Josh, say what you will. You're here for a reason. That's because you adore me.
It's Valentine's Day. That's why.
Moving on. Whose turn is it? Is it yours?
I'm out of
it's yours, isn't it?
Is it mine?
Yeah.
This one's.
I don't even like this one. I saw
that one. Yeah. Yeah. It's rough.
V-Day with a racist. This is Megan. Valentine's Day. Ugh. Last year was the worst. It was the first Valentine's Day since my divorce, and I was hoping it would be amazing.
It can't be.
It's not going to be.
Take a break.
But hers was way worse than normal expectations.
I had recently started seeing this guy, and he promised me an amazing weekend. If I'm being honest, I was going to break up with him before. Something about him just rubbed me the wrong way. But he said he made all these plans, so I decided, let's tough it out for one more weekend.
That's the other reason I don't
take. Calamari out of it.
Yeah.
I even turned down other plans that I later wished to sweet Jesus I had taken.
Oh, girl.
So he shows up to my house with a packed bag. Apparently, he just assumed he was staying the weekend without even asking me. So the big day comes and he asks, so what was the restaurant you wanted to go to? I should probably call and get a table.
Wow.
What a fucking idiot.
This on the day?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Sometimes guys are so dumb.
Excuse me? He hadn't even actually made any of the plans that he told me he was going to make.
Nice.
Of course, there are no tables because it's Valentine's Day. He finally gets us a table at my second choice place.
Wow.
But we have to eat dinner at 4 p.m.
with the elders.
It was like I was at an early bird special.
Oh.
Just me, my idiot date, and two dozen elderly couples.
Oh, called it.
The restaurant was actually fantastic, and the waiter was hot. Was hot, at least. I had something to keep me amused.
Yeah.
This is where the true personality of my date finally arises.
Okay, here we go.
First, he's super rude to the waiter. Oh, my God.
Oh, I fucking hate that.
Dan Byrne and I both share this feeling that if someone is... And I don't think he's talked about it so much as, like, I've stalked him online, and he's saying
you
about it.
You found one time in 2001
he blogged about
that.
It in 1991, and I read it.
This guy can tell she likes the waiter, and that's why he's being rude to the waiter.
Is that what happens?
No. Oh, it's just eye candy.
Anyway,
what's going on?
So first he's super rude to the waiter to the point that I pulled him aside and apologized.
Aww.
This is one of my biggest pet peeves. Me too. He was pissed that they were out of the one thing that he wanted. Well, it's Valentine's Day.
At 4.
And
fucking
basically
didn't even make reservations.
Yeah.
The order didn't even get to the restaurant yet.
And basically demanded that everything should be discounted or free.
Oh, God, I hate
that. That's so tacky.
I would leave right then and there.
You can hand me a mouse carcass on Valentine's Day and I would be like, this is great.
Thank you for trying.
Thank you.
I will pay too much to get away from the situation and never come back before I will do that.
Yeah.
And you're a Jew.
Hey, you live and you learn.
Then the poor waiter came to the table to put down the appetizer just as I went to take a drink of my wine and bumped the bottom of the glass into my mouth and chipped my tooth.
Aww.
Nice.
He was so apologetic. It was clearly an accident. My date, however, would not let it go, berating the poor waiter, yelling and calling him all kinds of names while I'm trying to calm him down and stop the bleeding from my bottom lip that had busted along with my tooth. Now, you were a waiter,
so
Josh.
I had a bad day.
Has that ever happened to you?
What?
Any, like, have you spilled shit on people or, like...
Yeah, but... I never.
But I'm sure it was cool because it was.
Yeah,
you know,
it was like good.
It was like
spillage.
The coolest.
They were like actually
ever.
Thankful that
no,
I spilled on them.
Smashing, breaking someone's. Yeah, they just were like, "Can you please dry this off?
Yeah, and they, can you like, please can you wipe take this your off? Shirt off and wipe this off my pussy?"
I worked at Texas Roadhouse.
Wait, was
for
that you at
weeks.
Table five? Yeah. Once for real though, there was a pregnant woman and her mom, and they were running me around like a dog, and the mom kept being like, "She's pregnant. She's pregnant. She's
oh,
pregnant."
Bitch,
and then
up.
I finally, me. So finally, like I under. The, I cracked and I'm like, you know what? I'm not the one that got her pregnant.
Whoa! Yeah. And then her baby ripped out of the woman's womb and just attacked you.
And then my manager's like, I can't believe you said that to them. And I'm like,
and then you guys high fived.
Yeah, and then I.
Go, cool, bro.
And then nothing happened. That was it.
Sword fought with your dicks.
It was a woman manager.
Oh,
and I would never
you know
have
what?
A
that
sword
was
fight.
Very, I'm very the, sexist.
Women can
me.
Be yeah. managers,
women
Corinne.
Can be managers too.
And I'm not one of those guys that does a sword fight weird shit. I'm not.
Okay, back to the
person?
Story. The waiter finally walked
not if
away.
That's fine, I'm not.
And that's when the racism started.
Oh, here we go.
Christ.
The N-word should never oh. be casually dropped at a 4-star restaurant on Valentine's Day.
It was 4-star after all this?
Or ever, really.
Very true.
On and on it went. I stopped him mid-sentence
oh
and
God.
Told him that those kinds of sentiments I found incredibly offensive, and he needed to knock it the fuck off.
And
hell
his
yeah, girl.
Bag is still at her house, so she can't even just walk away from the guy.
Oh, God, this sucks.
The things that you are thinking of during these stories
very
are
different.
Just shout, I hate commitment, no one ever love me.
Wait, someone's calling someone
back.
Else racial slurs and me
yeah, but,
wanting to leave
but your
is
thing
a fear
is like
of commitment?
The bag at the house. You're like, you gotta get rid of the bag at the house.
Gotta get rid of this dick.
Yeah, she could just split on the guy if she didn't have his stuff at her house. Now
she
has to get home. And
her
throw, yeah, she's gotta beat him home. I'd split.
Yeah. No, well, he doesn't have
nothing says either. Happy Valentine's Day like a getaway plan.
Oh, yeah.
The rest of the meal was mostly uneventful with him occasionally making
she
borderline
finished?
Offensive comments. It was a 4-star restaurant, Josh.
Yeah.
But nothing as overt as before. The tab came and he leaned into me and says, I hope that monkey doesn't
oh!
expect a real tip after this shit.
Wow.
Oh, what a piece
a
of shit.
A racial slur and also one that no one uses. You're outdated and a racist.
God. Oh, gross.
Not really.
What the actual fucked? He left $5 on an almost $150 tab.
Oh,
and
my God.
In my opinion, a very low tip is more offensive than no tip at all.
You know what
I
she should have done? She should have just bent over the Valentine's table, lift up her skirt, and let the waiter fuck her to get back at this fucking guy.
Yeah, that's a great plan. Go ahead.
I like it. She said
Josh
he was cute.
Shear's world what happens. I was lucky that I...
showed the guy for calling him names.
That's
right?
True.
I was lucky that I had a $20 bill in my purse that I threw on the table when he wasn't looking. I would have left more if I could have. Okay, we'll bring more money when you're back.
Yeah, really? Like, this story ends with you being cheap, too?
Oh, no. She's trying.
After that,
no,
he took
not.
Me shopping. They're still hanging out?
Yeah, this woman's a
out.
Fool.
Not for me, mind you, because he needed stuff.
Oh, what a... He's the worst.
What, like a toothbrush?
I know, they're in, like, the travel size aisle at Duane Reade.
What, he's buying life. A new pillow for her house because his bag is there?
I spent 2 hours in a dressing room helping him pick out
oh
pants.
Oh, my God.
Clothes?
At Abercrombie.
Oh, of course. Wow. The racist shops at Abercrombie.
This woman,
doesn't
you need
surprise
to,
me.
You need, and I don't mean this in a mean way. You need to go inside yourself and get some confidence and stay away from these
well,
types of
this
people.
Was a long, this is a horror story. We asked
how
for a horror story.
How long ago was it?
I don't, what?
It was like last
year, yeah.
Let's see.
Then in the car in the parking lot, she had just gotten divorced. She was in a sensitive
state. Abercrombie.
Give her a break.
Give her a fucking break, Josh. Then in the car in the parking lot, he starts in on the...
here we go.
Spick that can't fucking park.
Wow.
I couldn't even read that. I haven't
spick?
Seen that in writing in so long. Because of the Mexican flag on the
oh
pickup
my God.
Park next
God.
To us. Oh, goody. We're on to
you know what you should have done
races.
Now, right? Bang the Mexican guy in the car right on
okay,
the hood of
we,
his car.
We get your solution to everything.
he's just in this particular occasion.
He's an equal opportunity racist.
Okay.
I am then given a quote, education on all the gang-banging Mexicans
wow.
that he's met.
Oh, my God.
And
it's
they
Donald
are
Trump.
All drug-dealing crooks that would murder you as fast as looking at you.
Was this guy 70?
I
what the fuck?
Is this Donald Trump? Is it?
Is this Donald Trump?
I kindly reminded him.
Does this guy have a
him,
neck tattoo?
That I was married to a Hispanic man before him and that his opinions were both wrong and unwelcome. This shut him up until a poor little Asian woman
oh,
nice.
God,
I knew that was coming.
Cut him off and then I got to hear about his opinions on, quote, chinks.
Oh, my God.
Just all the racial
all
slurs
the
in one Valentine's
you know,
Day.
When she told him the Spanish thing, he probably shut up because now he's probably thinking, like, he can't go inside a woman that's been touched right. by a race that he hates.
Again, she's been not ruined. Something I thought, but really glad
I
cleared
that
up.
Thank you. Yeah, just because you didn't think of it doesn't make it wrong.
They're doing a racial tour.
Right. Yeah. No, this is amazing. This is like Epcot, but racist.
Yeah, where are they headed?
Epcot's a little racist.
What neighborhood are they headed off to in this story?
At this point, he took me home where we watched documentaries on gangs in prison.
Oh, my God.
This is another gay guy. He loves black guys. He loves Mexican guys. He wants to get gangbanged by a gangbanging Mexican. What?
Are you gay?
No, but I don't go around thinking everyone's
trying to fuck
derogatory
me.
And then I watch the same people that I complain about on TV.
No, well, that's saying all Asians, Hispanics, and any minorities.
This was actually a documentary on an all white prison, Josh.
Yeah,
so it's
is that
your
for
words.
Real?
No, we just made that up to be right in a second.
Okay, so
I'm gonna put you in an all white prison.
Okay, so where we watch documentaries on gangs and prisons. Yeah, I would definitely want a black person to be my prison girlfriend. 100%.
This prison stuff is porn for this guy.
Okay, super romantic. While he pointed out, see, I was right. All those N-words are right where they belong.
Oh, my God!
At this point, I faked sick. I like that it took the N-word. Like, he had gone through everything.
He's been with this guy all day. Her tooth is chipped. He called the waiter names. He called the little Asian lady names.
And he followed me to bed where he pleaded for sex for about 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah, they're at her
20
house.
20 minutes?
Wait. What? Until I gave in.
No, you fucked the racist!
And had the most unfulfilling sex just to wear him out and get him to go the fuck to sleep.
All right, you know what?
There's one more paragraph. The next morning, I had my friend call me and fake an emergency so I could basically force him to leave. I called him
that night
and told him not to call me again. Wait, she called him to tell him not to call her.
I'll tell you what I think, but only when you're away from me.
And that was the worst VD I ever had. Chipped tooth at 4 p.m. with a crazy racist that I had to pity fuck just to get him to leave me alone. Worst of all was what I turned down to have that awful night. Dinner with a nice guy who is not a racist that had reservations to the restaurant I wanted and had wanted to surprise me with tickets to the ballet I wanted to see. It was... the salt in my wound. Mic drop, Valentine's Day.
And that's the worst one.
And the
Holy
divorce.
Shit.
She just has super bad taste in guys.
Oh, my God.
No.
Yeah.
I'm out of breath.
But you know when someone is so awful? And, you know, looking back, you're like, why didn't I stand up for my... Why didn't I leave? Why didn't I blah, blah, blah?
Yeah.
You're just so shocked that they're so appalling.
Yeah, no, you know,
cringe
I haven't.
Gazing over at Josh.
I've never.
Wish you could see this.
Been
look,
having
guys.
Sex with a woman when I looked down and saw a swastika stramp on her back.
Stramp.
Have you ever fucked someone with a swastika tramp stamp?
No, that's my point.
Good
because
for you.
I don't
really stick it up for yourself.
I don't
and
try
by
to
that,
make,
I mean a swastika sexually explorative tattoo. To,
thank you.
I don't try to wear down racists with sex, so they'll leave my house.
Okay.
Well, everybody's got their own method.
Yeah, no,
have
she
you,
does.
Have you ever had sex with somebody to shut them up?
Probably.
I was gonna say like me. I'm sure.
Give me the dick.
No, you're annoying, and the tension and stress that brings on makes me want to have sex with you.
No, I know this is a very interesting
if
thing.
If you weren't annoying,
very
it wouldn't work.
Yeah,
really,
yeah,
Josh.
To some degree,
he just winked
has
at me.
Said.
Well, I've said it to her a million times
on many occasions that my annoyingness arouses him.
What?
No, because I don't have a type. Like, it doesn't matter what race you are, what kind of hair, what color eyes, body type.
As long as you're annoying?
Yeah,
oh, no, we know
annoying.
You'll fuck
annoying
anyone.
Annoying is my type. That is not true. I will not do that.
Just so, you know, not people only, who are not annoying.
Only women that are attractive.
Attractive and annoying.
No, I mean, sometimes normal attractive women, but your annoyingness got you over the top.
Are you dominant?
I don't even know how to digest that.
That added some mystique.
That was the cherry on top to my boner.
Wow.
Are you dominant in bed and that's why you like fucking annoying girls? So you can be like, shut the fuck up.
No, I don't have
you
one way.
Oh. Huh? Like one way you have sex?
God. Just anything.
Yeah.
Anything you need, he can deliver.
Really? Well, I really want a pizza right now.
It's like...
so hungry.
That's not what she meant.
Well, that's what I meant.
Okay, well, that I can't do unless you want, like, I did just have some pizza.
Well, that doesn't help me at all.
Oh,
now I'm
boy.
More mad. This isn't working.
Yeah, you're the one who went with straight from anything from sex to pizza.
I love pizza.
That's how long you've been in a relationship.
Eh.
We've gone from sex to pizza. There was no relationship there.
Gone from Taco Bell to sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably my greatest regret.
Guys, this was really fun. Do you regret doing this, Josh?
No.
Or are you happy you did?
I don't have either of those feelings.
How do you feel about the fact that...
I had a good time.
Your dick gave Corinne dry sockets.
What?
I mean, it didn't give it to her.
No, that's fine. We're not going to blame his dick on it.
No, you can't blame the dick because the dick didn't do anything.
I'm going to take responsibility. It was my bad decisions.
If anything, I gave her an opportunity
to... let's also not flip it this way. Let's also not flip it this way.
Hey, it's been another episode.
Flip it this way. You maniac.
This has been another amazing episode of Guys We Fucked. Guys, follow us on social media. SRY About Less NYT on Twitter. Christina Hutch for my Twitter and Instagram. Philanthropy Gal for Corinne's Twitter and Instagram. What's your social media, Josh?
I believe I am Josh at spearjosh.com for Twitter and Instagram.
That's not your handle.
That's an email.
Gave out your email address.
That's how you find me. I'm Spear Josh Spear.
Yeah, I was like, your Spear. It's definitely Spear Josh, I believe.
It's Spear Josh Spear.
Spear.
It used
Josh,
to be Spear,
Spear
Josh, but
and
when
now
I shut
Spear
everything
Josh
down.
Spear.
S-P-E-A-R.
Really? Yes.
Do you have any cool dates you want to promote?
When does this go on the air?
Friday.
Tomorrow night, I'll be at Bananas in Hasbrook Heights. And
where's that?
That is in Hasbrook Heights,
so February
New Jersey.
13th?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
February 13th.
And then I guess on the 15th, if you had any kind of a Valentine's Day like the women in these stories, you can come make up for it here in the city. I'll be at LOL on the 15th.
Nice. And Josh is a very funny comedian. Go see him live. Follow him on Twitter. Email him now that you have his email address.
Thanks, guys. Happy Valentine's Day.
Love you.
Stop.